Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sparty Talk, everyone. I'm Satchmo. He's DB. Greetings, DB.
Greetings and salutations, Spartan Nation.
Yeah, it is that time of year. Bowl game time, college basketball season start. It is time for us to talk Michigan State sports on a quick 30-minute edition of Sparty Talk. Their podcast for all things Michigan State sports and, well, whatever else we feel like talking about. This week, we feel like talking about Michigan State going to the Holiday Bowl and what that means for – I'm excited about that. So we're going to talk about Michigan State going to the Holiday Bowl. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the reaction of Spartan Nation to the bowl bid. We're going to talk about the reaction of Michigan trolls on Twitter to the bowl bid. We're going to open up the therapy couch a little bit for Spartan Nation. We'll go through that. We'll rant about – well, it's going to be a good rant about the state of bowls, the current state of bowls, and how there are too many. I will offer a brief rebuttal. And then if we have time, we'll get into Nick Ward and Tom Izzo. So that's the plan. And so we'll see if the plan works out. Hopefully it will. But that's the plan. 30 minutes, we'll get you in and out of here and on your way. All right, DB, so let us start. And, oh, yes, by the way, Mark D'Antonio just going after Jim Harbaugh. You got to love him. All right, so let's start with the Holiday Bowl. Word came out that Michigan State is indeed playing in the Holiday Bowl, and the reason Michigan State is playing in the Holiday Bowl is twofold. One, the Orange Bowl ended up with Wisconsin. If the Orange Bowl takes a Big Ten team, there is no Big Ten team in the Citrus Bowl. So the Citrus Bowl was not available for Michigan State to take. The Outback Bowl decided to take Michigan over a better Michigan State team and over, DB, a more deserving Northwestern team. And so Spartan Nation, we are not the only ones that have beef with the Outback Bowl. In the grand scheme of things, this does not bother me in the least. Does Michigan State deserve to go to a better bowl game than the University of Michigan? Yes, they do. They earned it on the field. They earned it in the stadium. Does Northwestern deserve to go to a better bowl game than Michigan? Yes, they do. They deserve. They earned it on the field. The way bowl games don't work like that. They went for the bigger brand and the more boring football game. Michigan and South Carolina aren't that good, and they're really boring to watch. And Michigan State is playing Washington State, which is an exciting football team. And all that said and done, is it a bit of a snub? Yeah, but the world isn't ending. And so I'm feeling okay about this. I'd be feeling worse if I was Northwestern, because Northwestern ended up in Music City Bowl, and no one wants to go to Nashville this time of year, DB. At least Michigan State is not with the location. And to be honest, I would rather be in San Diego than Tampa anyway.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's this doesn't bother me in the least. I think one thing, DB, that we need to talk about as sort of as get on therapy calls is, why is Spartan Nation so obsessed with Florida? If the bowl game isn't the Rose Bowl, Michigan State fans don't travel unless it's Florida, and I'm trying to figure out why. We didn't go to the Cotton Bowl. We haven't traveled well to non-Florida bowl games in the past. What is it about Michigan State that wants to go to Florida?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not really sure if it's a Florida thing, Satchmo. When you said that, I was thinking about it. I think, and listeners to this pod would have been informed last week when you talked about the reasons behind why Michigan State may or may not be playing in the Florida bowl game on New Year's Day. So hats off to you for that intel last week. And so basically, I knew going in that was a possibility that it might not happen. Why are Spartan fans obsessed? I'm not sure. There are a lot of Spartan fans in Florida for whatever reason. I think Spartan fans, if I had to guess, there's two things going on here. One is misinformation and going by the old bowl structure, you know, where the Big Ten teams got slotted into all those games on New Year's Day in Florida. I think that's the first thing. People don't know this new structure very well. It hasn't been publicized enough. And I think also, too, it's just this sort of being, you know, New Year's Day in Florida, playing on New Year's Day is considered to be more prestigious than playing on December 29th for some reason.
Yeah, December 28th, actually, I think, is the game.
Or December 28th. Yeah, whatever the case may be. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think that New Year's snub is what's really getting at people, right? But I also do think it's a Florida thing, right? I mean, Michigan State fans are all primed and ready to go to Florida. And I think part of it's just built into the DNA of the people in the state, DB. Is they view Florida as a prime destination, and they don't view California as a prime destination. I think part of that is they've just never
it's
been,
erroneous.
Right? And,
It's erroneous. It's erroneous to think that way, though. I mean, California, it might be a little bit more expensive for Michiganders to get out to California, but it's certainly nice, if not nicer. We were there, we stayed there for the Rose Bowl, and we were watching that Holiday Bowl on TV, and we thought, well, this would be a fun bowl game to go to sometime, even though we didn't want to not be in the Rose Bowl. But we thought, well, if we had to come out to San Diego for a game, why not?
Exactly. And, you know, we've been to Tampa recently, and so San Diego's a gorgeous town. By the way, Microbrew Central. That you can't go wrong with the microbrews there. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And so I'm of the opinion that this is a good destination. This is a good bowl game. This is a bowl game with a lot of history. It's certainly a bowl game with a lot more history than the Outback Bowl. Some of the greatest bowl games ever been played have been in San Diego at the Holiday Bowl. Some of the most high-scoring, entertaining affairs that have ever been played have been played in the Holiday Bowl. And so I'm perfectly content with that. So we'll put that aside. So this is a prime destination as far as I'm concerned. Bowl games are regional. The only teams that care about the bowl games are the fan bases of the teams that are playing in there. So you want to know what? No one's going to watch Michigan and South Carolina outside of Michigan fans and South Carolina. There is no national interest in the Michigan-South Carolina thing. And this is one of the things that – this is one of the things that cracked me up about Michigan trolls trying to justify their position, them getting the Outback Bowl. It's like, well, if you guys filled Spartan Stadium, you would get it. It's like, oh, we're the bigger brand. People care where we play. They don't care where you play. Not really. Not really. My favorite one was, no one cares about Michigan State outside of the state of Michigan. It's like, really? They're like, we live outside of the state of Michigan. We know. Well, first of all, DB. You know, great assumption on the part of Michigan homers that Michigan State people can't possibly live outside the state of Michigan. DB lives on the East Coast. Satchmo, well, lives in a hotel room, but that's another issue. But he lives all over the world.
People care about
He's
it outside your hotel
citizen.
Room. Exactly. People care at the Holiday Inn where Satchmo's staying, and they care in other places about Spartans. Yes, the Spartans are a national brand, especially because of basketball, probably, you could argue. But regardless, I will just say I'm very happy with this bowl selection as far as bowls go. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, and I'm very happy with it too, which is the funny thing. Right? So Michigan State is a national brand. Basketball made it a national brand. If you wanted to go back in the way, way back machine at 25, 30 years ago, I would agree with you. Michigan State would have been a regional brand without a doubt. But Tom Izzo has turned Michigan State into a national brand.
Correct.
And you want to know what? The football brand of Michigan State is ascending. Guess who's beaten you 8 out of the last 10 years?
Oh, it's that denial thing, Satchmo. It's very dystopian.
Yeah, It is. And not only is it an indictment, guess who knows you've been beaten 8 out of the last 10 years? The rest of the country. Guess who's making fun of you for losing for 8 out of the last 10 years to Michigan State? The rest of the country. No, so this is absolutely insane, right? You know, you've got Wilbon on PTI telling Michigan fans to shut up.
Yeah, you know what? Well, yeah, right. I mean, Michigan's national brand is going to get squashed by the Winter Classic and Notre Dame and LSU playing against them, so they can go bite themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so then we've got the other aspect of this, which I find relatively amusing, which is, and DB, do you have computer access? Because I don't at the moment.
I have some internet access on my device.
Yeah. If you could pull up the D'Antonio Jim Harbaugh back and forth, this just cracked me up. So Michigan fans like to pretend that Michigan State isn't a rival. Yet the degree to which they were enjoying Michigan State not going to the Outback Bowl suggested, one, Michigan making the Outback Bowl to Michigan State is the highlight of Michigan's season. Just think about that. The best thing that happened to Michigan this year is Michigan State not going to the Outback Bowl. Michigan is. That's the best thing that happened to them this year. All right. So secondly, so Michigan State's coach, Mark D'Antonio, God bless Mark D'Antonio, we love Mark D'Antonio, was asked a direct question at the press conference about Michigan being selected ahead of Michigan State for the Outback Bowl. And D'Antonio gave a very direct response to me, which he trolled Michigan a little bit.
I have it pulled up, by the way. If you want me to read the back and forth real quick. So Mark D'Antonio was commenting on the Holiday Bowl, and he said the following, quote, "I just look at it as an opportunity to play in the Holiday Bowl right now. The records are what they are. I'll just continue to concentrate on beating Michigan. Let things sort of sort out." Now, Jim Harbaugh's rebuttal a few hours later was the following on a Twitter Twitter handle post at Coach Jim for UM. Saw Coach D comments on continuing to, quote, focus on how he, quote, he put he in quotes, can beat Michigan. Congrats
Michigan
on turning
education.
Around. And he forgot to hashtag Michigan, by the way. Congrats on turning around a 3-9 team plagued with off-field issues. Good for Big to have him back. D'Antonio responds a few hours later after that, precisely at 5 p.m. at his Twitter handle, at D'Antonio Mark, saying the following, "For all Spartans, comma, quote, it's not over, it'll never be over, it's just getting started, unquote, hashtag Spartans will," props to Coach D on the hashtag.
Yeah, props to Coach D on the hashtag. All right, so let's get this straight. Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio, responding to a direct question about Michigan, said, yeah, we'll just focus on beating Michigan because, well, that's what Michigan State does.
Right.
Jim Harbaugh, unprompted by anyone outside of his own massive ego, I think I can spot it from the Washington Monument, unprompted by anything outside of his own massive ego, decided to acknowledge the school and the program that Michigan fans don't think is a rival. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? And then
how about that?
How about that? And then he decided to go off season problems.
Yeah.
You know, Michigan's
as
not off season.
He's not had any. He's not had any
yeah,
off season
exactly.
problems, huh? I guess not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is just ridiculous, right? And so,
yeah.
You want to know what? He Michigan State, I guess, is a rival because he cares about what Mark D'Antonio says. He cares about
mm-hmm.
the reaction.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He cares that his Michigan fan base is under attack. He cares that he's 1-2 against Michigan State. He cares that Michigan's 2-8 against Michigan State in the last 10 years. because Michigan fan, whether you want to admit it or not, they view it as acceptable to lose to Ohio State. I don't know when it became acceptable to lose to Ohio State, but it's become acceptable to lose to Ohio State at Michigan. It's not acceptable to lose to Michigan State.
That's funny that it's become acceptable to lose to Ohio State.
That's the state of Michigan football right now. It's acceptable to lose to Ohio State. You want to know where it's not acceptable to lose to Ohio State? In
Michigan
East Lansing.
Yes.
Michigan State. It's not acceptable for us to lose to Michigan State. I guess we're Ohio State's real rivals, aren't we? The Michigan State Ohio State game has what determined the Big Ten East almost every year since this whole thing started.
Just about, maybe last year, Ohio State and Penn State. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're onto something here. I think we're onto something, and I think that's the case. So good for Michigan State, good for D'Antonio for standing up for Spartan Nation, good for D'Antonio for not letting Harbaugh's, stupid response go unanswered. Spartan Nation, stop worrying about where Michigan's bowl game is. Stop worrying about the fact that we're not in the Outback Bowl. We're in a fantastic bowl game. We're in a better city than Tampa. And you and I like Tampa, so this isn't a slight against Tampa. If you and I, and we've spent many a day in Florida, if you and I are going to be in Florida, we prefer to go to Tampa. And so it's not like we don't like Tampa. We like Tampa a lot. We like Clearwater a lot.
Yeah.
Whiskey Joe's? Oh, yeah.
No, Whiskey Joe's,
there's a
barstool
there with my name on it. there's no finer place to be than Tampa, but San Diego, I mean, look, if I had my choice, I'd rather be in San Diego. I'm Spartan Nation to do that. By the way, Michigan State Alumni Group, before DB, we get to rant. Michigan State Alumni Group, $1,000 package for two nights in San Diego? Doesn't include airfare? Seriously, what are you smoking? Doesn't include airfare, doesn't include the tickets.
Jeez, what do you get then?
You got me.
Yeah.
You get a hotel room and breakfast.
Yeah.
seriously, you get a hotel room, breakfast, a bus to the stadium, and access to the alumni tailgate.
Wow, that's
for
$1,000. Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, these
that's
alumni associations. Yeah, these alumni associations. They better start. You know, they better stop nickel and diming like that because. People don't use them to buy tickets as much anymore. I mean, it's StubHub Nation, baby.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And as far as this bowl goes, I want to say, first of all, I think if my memory serves me correctly, I don't think Michigan State's ever been in the Holiday Bowl.
No, never been in the Holiday Bowl. First
time. Yeah, first time, which is great.
Yeah.
So as bowls go, and you'll hear how I feel about those shortly, I think it's fine. And the Spartans themselves need to stop whining about it. The players are whining about it. I had a lot of texts to me on Sunday night. The Spartans got job. The Spartans got said, no, Spartans didn't get job. I said, the team that got job is Northwestern. I mean, if the Spartans ended up in Nashville, Satchmore, we'd be pissed. You know, we'd really be angry, right? But we're going to a nice, warm place. Northwestern has every reason to be mad. They should be playing on New Year's Day in one of those games.
Agreed. I'm 100% with you. Northwestern seriously job. And the bottom line is, to Michigan fans, is this is not your birthright. You act like it is. You behave like it is. The 60-year-old men in the room, the boardroom, voting for you think it is, but it's not. And the sooner you understand that and act like that and behave – like the better life just would be for you. People will just stop hating you. And don't you want people to stop hating you? All right, DB. you're not happy with the current bowl setup.
Let us
hear your unhappiness with the current bowl setup.
Okay, real quick. And I want to preface this by saying this has nothing to do with Michigan State's bowl selection. I think what actually set me off it was – just sort of all this stuff, and then looking at the bowls, and then trying to figure out, do I care or not as a fan? And I don't, other than the team I want to watch in the college football playoff. When that was introduced, given the current structure, I said, okay, cool. You know, we got something to watch, and I'm totally fine with the traditional bowl games being rotated in and out as the playoff games. That's great. Super. I saw a bowl game called the Potato Bowl. And as soon as I did that, I laughed hysterically, and then I said, this has just got to stop. This is ridiculous. And then I thought about Central Florida, and I thought about your comments last week about Central Florida, and they're getting robbed. They should be in the playoff. And so I said, you know, there needs to be, and I think there can be, and I'm tired of, I guess it's the athletic directors and the coaches and all these people saying, well, you know, the bowls are traditional, and the student athletes have to study and all this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, no. You can take an extra weekend in December, in the middle of December before Christmas, and you can play an 18 playoff right there and then still have your semifinal on New Year's Day with the different rotating the different bowl games and then the national championship. It could work. Now, who's in those games is going to be a source of argument, but you could at least have the big six conferences champions and then some at-large bids. So, say, maybe this year in Central Florida – maybe you say it's somebody else that came up short, like Auburn or whoever, who knows, Alabama, I don't know. You can start making arguments about different teams. But you throw them all in there in the little pool based on the rankings, the way they're doing it right now, and there you go. We have a playoff, and as far as the bowls goes, well, you know what? It was that the bowls to me, and I know you're going to differ here, Satchmall, we'll hear you in a second, but the bowls to me are an old thing, and we can still keep some of the big ones for these playoff games and use their names in them. But I think it's from a long ago day now. It's time to move ahead. We have March Madness in basketball. We need to have December Madness in college football.
Yeah, so, all right. I am all for bringing this to an 18 thing, right? I've got no problem with that. No problem whatsoever. I think it needs to be an 18 setup. So I'm not going to disagree with you on that. But I don't think it needs to be more than 8 teams. I also think that the college football season, in order to go to an 18 playoff, needs to reduce its regular season game, right? Regular season by one game. Because you really don't want college kids playing too many games. It's physically not healthy for them. Never mind the whole, you know, studying and finals and all that sort of stuff. It's detrimental to their bodies. And so if we're going to go to an 18 playoff, let's shave a game off the regular season. I got no problem doing that. Both of those things to me need to happen because realistically right now there's, and look, I understand that there's always going to be a bubble team. There's always going to be arguments with the bubble team and you can't expand infinitely. Right. But this is what it is. You take the champions of the five power conferences, so the championships mean something, right? Because right now, championship games apparently don't mean anything. You take the champions of the five power conferences, you take your best, non-power five team, that gets you to six, and then you get two at-larges, eight, boom, perfect, done. Reduce mm-hmm. the regular season by one. Now, I am going to say this, though. The rest of the bowl things, I understand the fans are like, we only care about the playoffs in the national championship now, but I'm completely okay with the rest of the bowls being playing a completely supporting role in all of this. Completely supporting role in all of this. I'm completely okay with it. The prestige of the bowls don't have to be what they used to be, right? Just because they're not as prestigious as they used to be in the 1970s isn't a reason not to keep them around. Or in 1980s, isn't a reason not to keep them around now. It means that they serve a different function. And the function that they serve is a reward for these players bruising and giving up their bodies throughout the year and getting a warm weather vacation at the end of it. They're not getting paid, right? That's not happening. And we know that, look, there are 120-something Division I college football teams, and only eight of them are going to make the playoffs. What's the, and realistically of those 120 something, whatever the number is, only 12 have a legit shot of trying to reach the playoffs going into the season. What's the incentive for all these other teams to play through the season and give up their bodies and go through that. I mean, it's got to be more than love of the game. Give them a warm weather trip. Give them a trip to a bowl game. And these are experiences and memories that these players take with them. I mean, even if it's not to a warm weather location, you want to know what? Players that go to the Yankee Pinstripe Bowl, they're going to remember the day they played at Yankee Stadium. And they're going to remember the gifts that they got and the time they spent with their friends, on the road. This is what memories are made out of. So good for it. Go for it. I'm happy with it. Let it happen. I'm not down on the bowls. I just think we need to reevaluate how we think about them.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can, not to get into really prolonged, but I mean, I could come around to the idea that if you had that 18 playoff and you want to continue some of the bowls, I love the idea of the extra practice, selfishly, as a fan. And here's one more thing I'm going to say about Michigan State. Damn it, fans and players, be grateful for what you got, because remember last year. Remember last year.
Yeah, remember last year. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got just a few minutes left here. Let's talk real quick. Our Spartan fans are freaking out about Nick Ward, DB. Just freaking out after yesterday's game. In a full panic. Nick Ward was not happy that he played 1 minute in the second half. And Spartan fans are absolutely convinced that he should have played a lot of minutes in the second half. And I'm not buying it. Tom Izzo was sending Nick Ward a message. He didn't care whether Michigan State lost the game because he was sitting Nick Ward, right? He didn't care. Mm-hmm. He viewed it as this is a game that they should be able to win without Nick Ward. And if he needed to sit Nick Ward to send a message to Nick Ward, he was doing it. And Michigan State fans are unhappy with this. They wanted Nick Ward in the game playing, and they didn't care what message Tom Izzo was trying to send him. Where do you fall on this?
Definitely. When I first heard that Izzo did this to Nick Ward, that was my first thought, was that this was sending a message, short of an injury, which I had not heard anything about. So the next thing was, and Izzo's done this before, and actually a lot of really great coaches do this stuff with their players sometimes. I mean, I've seen Krzyzewski pull his entire starting lineup off the floor if they're playing lousy, and they sit. And they don't go back in until he feels like they can go back in if they go back in. So this is something coaches do sometimes. And you have to give Izzo a lot of credit. I mean, that takes some kahunas to do that because, you know, Ward's a pretty good player, and Rutgers, you know, only lost by 10.
Yeah. Yeah, Ward's a pretty good player. Rutgers, they only lost by 10 on Rutgers. It took some intestinal fortitude to do this. There's no doubt about it. And I'm okay with the decision. Izzo's going to sit down with Ward after the game and practice later, all of this sort of stuff. He's going to go down and he's going to explain exactly why. And I understand Nick Ward being frustrated, right? And I'm totally on board with Nick Ward being frustrated. Completely and totally on board with Nick Ward being frustrated. If I'm Nick Ward, I would be frustrated too. And I'm okay with him showing his frustration. He's a basketball player. He wants to play. That doesn't bother me in the least. I'm not sitting here going, Nick Ward's got to just sit there and take it and not show any emotion and be happy for his teammate. No, I'm not buying that at all. I'm completely okay with Nick Ward being frustrated and just unhappy and going through that process. So I got no problem with that. And I got no problem with benching him. This is something that they're going to work out. Izzo had his reasons. Even if we, the fans, didn't see them, we, the armchair coaches, didn't see them. They were there, and they were real. And this is something they have to work through together. I thought Izzo was conciliatory towards Nick Ward in the press conference. I thought that's a good thing, and they're going to work it out. So, Spartan Nation, stop freaking out.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I actually think my guess is, if I'm laying odds here, Nick Ward is going to end up a better player because of that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yep.
I think Nick Ward definitely ends up a better player because of that as well.
I got one thing real quick. So it sounds like effective tomorrow. You know, we've had all these sexual scandals and groping and all this stuff, and it sounds like Minnesota's Democratic Senator Al Franken will reportedly resign from his position. And so I have a new career option for Frank, Senator Franken, soon no longer to be Senator Franken. And I think it just could work perfectly. Imagine the money that it could bring to the industry. Porn. I mean, think about it. Think about it. He'd be able to do all the tonguing and groping and whatever he wanted to, and he's getting paid for it. And it sounds like it's a career, you know, and maybe Roy Moore could join him too. I mean, you could have a Matt Lauer could get in there. I mean, you know, it's not over yet. You know, you got that option. It's a nuclear option, but you got it. I'm just saying.
Sometimes you need to use the nuclear option, don't you?
Sorry, I just had to go off of sports for a second on that, so I just wanted to.
And by the way, you know, Democratic leadership, where you've been, you should have been calling this for a long time ago. Right, that's
that parting on shot, Satchmo, right there.
Yeah, parting shots right there. On that note, no fight song to play us out. It's just been one of those days, but we wanted to get an emergency podcast out the door. and ready for you to go. That's what they call it on the Bill Simmons, the Ringer Podcast Network, an emergency podcast. This was our emergency Sparty Talk. We hope you have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk more about this at length in a future podcast. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.